今天对这个图有没有什么问题
？Okay, so as we go through our lesson, the questions will arise. You just ask them, and we'll learn as we go.
那我们继续往下走的时候呢，如果大家有问题，就可以提出来。
So we were studying last time in Revelation chapter 21.
我们上一次学了呢，启示录的二十一章。
The general question is, what is heaven going to be like?
那一个普通的问题呢，就是神啊，那个天堂会是像什么样子的？
And so we learned a few things from the first verses of chapter 21 last time.
我们上一次呢，学习了二十一章前面的一几节经文。
I think we got down and studied verse 5.
那我们已经看到了第五节，今天开始学第五节。
And we should read that again.
我们要一起再读一遍。
It says, He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And I think we mentioned thatThe whole thought, the whole teaching about heaven is so good that people say, well, it can't be true.
所以我们常常会说呢，整个关于天堂的教导或者我们的想法太好了，我们觉得不太可以相信。
So one of my friends who used to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel told the story aboutA discussion he had with his father when he was a little boy.
以前我们有一位朋友来到这个教会呢，讲过一个他小时候和他父亲的故事。
And so he was walking with his father one day, and he said, Daddy, would you please tell me what heaven is like?
他跟他的父亲说呢，爸爸，你能告诉我天堂像什么吗？
And his father said to him, Well, Robert, I want you to think.Of the very best and wonderful things that you could think of about heaven.
然后呢，他的父亲说 ，Robin， 我要你想一想呢，你能想到的最好的形象呢，就是天堂的样子。
And then when you think about all the good things that heaven will be, just remember, heaven is going to be better than that.
然后呢，他说你可以想象的，最好的那个情形。你想成天堂呢？天堂真实的样子呢，比它还要好。
We just can't understand how good heaven is going to be.
那我们总是不能理解呢，天堂会怎么的好，如何的好。
And so Paul tells the Corinthians that our eyes have not seen, and our ears have not heard.
然后保罗对哥林多人说呢，这是个什么样子呢？是眼所未曾见，耳所未曾听。
Nor has it entered into our hearts the things that God has prepared for those who love Him.
那心所未曾想，那这三个描述讲的呢，就是神给他的孩子所预备的。
So heaven is going to be extremely wonderful.
所以天堂会是一个特别特别美好的地方。
All right, let's read chapter 21, verse 6.
那我们读二十一章的六节。
And he said to me, It is done.
I am the Alpha and the Omega,
the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. All right, that's marvelous. He starts out.The little line is, it is done.
他是从哪里开始？他说成了，都成了。
Okay, that basically means it is finished.
这的意思就是完成了。
Have you noticed that in life, many more things are started than are finished?
你有没有意识到在人的一生当中很多事情 开始啊多于结束。
I often think the characteristic of a very good man is that he finishes the work that he starts.
我常常认为呢，一个人他的一个很好的一个特点呢，就应该是他能把他开始的工作完成。
Okay, so many people start, they just don't finish.
很多人只开始，但他不完成。
So he says, number one, I am the Alpha and the Omega.
所以他这里说呢，第一呢，我是 Alpha， 我也是 Omega。
What is Alpha?
Alpha 是什么意思？
It's the first letter in the Greek alphabet.
这是在希腊的字母里面的第一个字母。
Okay, and what is Omega?
Omega 是什么？
It's the last letter in the Greek alphabet.
对，这是希腊字母表里最后一个字母。
Now, the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, in John, is described as the Word of God.
所以在约翰福音里呢，这个把被称为神的话。
So, if the Lord Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, it means that he's all the words right to the very end. He's the Omega as well as the Alpha.
所以呢，这里用 Alpha 和 Omega 就表明了耶稣就是神的话啊，从头到尾全部都涵盖了。
And then he says, I am the beginning and the end.
他又说呢，我是开始，我是终，我是始，我是终。
So the wonderful thing about God is that he finishes what he began.
很好的一件事呢，就是神不但开始，他还完成。
So God began with the work of humanity. He began with Adam and Eve.
然后神从亚当夏娃开始造人。
And that wonderful work is going to be completed. And when we get to heaven, the wonderful activity from Adam and Eve until heaven, that whole work is going to be completed. And then we will start on the eternal work.
所以从亚当夏娃直到我们去了天堂呢，神开始的工呢，在那一刻就结束了。所以从天堂开始呢，我们就要进到永恒里去了。
So that gives us great confidence.
所以这给了我们一个特别大的信心。
God began the work, he is going to finish it.
所以他开始了一个工，他也要做成它。
Now, the Bible says he did that with the world. He says he did that with humanity.
所以圣经说呢，他是话语，他也是这个生命。
But in the book of Philippians, Paul says that he is going to finish his work in you and me too.
所以在腓立比书里面，他说保罗说呢，神也要把在我们身上开始的功能完成。
Okay, now you can get excited about that.
你可能会为这个感到很高兴哈。
God started to work in you when you started to read and study the Bible.
当你开始读圣经的时候呢，神就开始在你里面开始了一个工。
And if you let him, he's going to keep on building that work and building that work and building that work until he finishes that work in you.
如果你许可呢，他就一直在里面建建建建建，直到他在你里面建成。
Which is very, very nice because when you get to heaven and you look in the mirror, you're going to be very pleased.
所以这很好啊，当你去了天堂，你对着镜子，你会很高兴，看见里面的你。
Because when you get to heaven, the work that he has done in you will be complete.
因为你在天堂的时候呢，神在你里面做的工就完全。
And you'll say, oh, what a wonderful God.
你会说
look what he did for me.
你说多么好的一个神啊，你看看他在我身上所做的。
So this section then is all about the fact that God is going to fulfill all that he started to do in you and in me.
所以这段就是在讲神一定会完成他在你和我里面所开始的那份工。
Verse 7 says, to the one who is thirsty, I'm going to give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
第七节说呢？第六节的后半部分啊，我将要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
Now the problem with life is that usually we are thirsty.
那我们的生命的问题就是我们常常会口渴。
Okay, we know what it's like to be naturally thirsty and we get a glass of water.
那我们自然口渴的时候呢，我们就会去拿一杯水喝。
But our hearts and our souls are usually insatiably thirsty.
然后我们的心和我们的这个灵魂啊，就常常会，在里面比较渴哈。
So we often talk about being people who want money.
比方说呢，我们会讲到一些人呢很喜欢钱。
So if you ask people how much money do you want, what is their answer?
然后你们问这个
more.
对，你要多少钱？ Okay. 他会说越多越好。
Most of us want more of everything.
很多人会说呢，我要所有的东西都是越多越好。
When we get to heaven, we're not going to be like that. We're going to have all the water to drink that we need. We're not going to be insatiably thirsty for things that don't satisfy in heaven.
对，所以我们不会有那种总也。没有止境的那个需要哈，因为在天堂里，我们不会再有这样的需要。
It's interesting when you read the story about the rich man who was in hell. What was the key thing about him?
在路加福音里那个财主在地狱里的，他有一个特别重要的点。
He was thirsty. Yeah.
他是渴的哈，他很渴。
So people without God, they will always be thirsty.But Christians in heaven will have all the water to drink we want. We're not going to be thirsty in heaven.
所以呢，没有神的人呢，他里面常常会那个有饥渴，就像在地狱里的财主一样。但是在天堂的基督徒呢，天堂的神的孩子呢，有没有这种饥渴？
All right, verse 7.
第七节。
He who overcomes.Will inherit
all
this, and I
will
be his
God,
and he will be my son. Okay, so the little line is, he who overcomes will inherit, and the meaning really is, he will inherit everything.
他这里说呢，得胜的必承受这些为业，应该就是所有的东西了。这些就是所有的。
So when we get to heaven, I won't be saying, "Oh, I wish I had what you've got."
当我们到天堂的时候呢，我们应该不会这么说啊。哎呀，我希望我有你有的那个东西。
When we get to heaven, we will all inherit all things.
因为我们到天堂的时候呢，我们会继承，所有的。承受所有的。
But more importantly than that, Jesus Christ is going to be our God.
那比这更重要的呢，是耶稣基督会成为我们的神。
And we will be his sons and daughters.
那我们会成为他的儿女。
Well, that's very encouraging.
这是非常鼓舞人的。
We'll have all we need to satisfy our thirst, our desires. We will haveeverything, that is possible because we will inherit it. And on top of that, Jesus Christ is our God and we're his sons, we're his daughters. We're going to have everything.
所以我们先由一切的供应来满足我们里面的饥渴。我们也有一切承受的产业。我们还有基督成为我们的神这是非常美好的。
All right, but the next verse is the contrast.
它是有个对比了。
But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火壶里，这是第二次的死。
So there's two kinds of people. There are those who believe the Lord and those who do not, and they end up not getting the blessings.
所以一种呢是信靠神的，那一种呢是不信靠神的，那他们的结局就是后面第八节讲。
And there's a list of the kinds of people who don't get into heaven.
那这里有一种单，有个单子啊，就是那些人不在天堂里的那些人是哪种人。
And this is very important for us to realize these kinds of people don't go to heaven.
那我们要很重要的意识到呢，这一类的人是不在天堂。
So one of them is the murderers.
那有当中有一种呢是杀人的。
Okay, we can understand that.
那我们能理解。
Murderers hate one another. You can understand why they wouldn't go to heaven.
你能理解啊，因为他杀人的很容易理解为什么不能去天堂。
Now the next one is the sexually immoral.
还有淫乱的。
Don't go to heaven. And the problem there is that Canada is moving as quickly as it can to say that sexual immorality is not bad.
很糟糕的是呢，比如像加拿大，它是越来越快的，往一个方向走，是认为淫乱不是罪，不是糟糕的。
So we're not only saying sexual immorality is not bad, we're encouraging sexual immorality.
然后我们不是说呢，不单是说它不是坏的哈，而且还鼓励这种事情，就是现在这个社会。
Sexual immorality in our schools is being taught as being good.
然后在学校里呢，这样的事甚至会被教导是好的。
Okay, God says no.
神说不。
People who practice sexual immorality don't go to heaven.
那神说呢，淫乱的是不能进天堂的。It's a homosexual.
It's a wide variety.
它是有很大的一个范围。
It's homosexuality, and really, it's any sexual practices outside of marriage.
所以它不单同性恋只是当中的一种，任何超出婚姻以外的，全都是淫乱的。
它是指肉体还是指灵魂？
It's a flesh or spiritual?
What is talked about here is primarily fleshly sexual immorality.
这里我们讲到的主要是指肉体的。
The next one is those who practice magic arts.
那下一行呢就是行邪术的。
That word is very difficult to translate.
这个比较难翻译哈。
In the Greek, the word is, if you could read Greek, it would sound like this, pharmakon.
如果你能读希腊语呢，这个词应该就是 pharmakon 啊，就是原文是。
Pharmakon. What does pharmakon remind you of?
Pharmakon, 让你想起什么了？
Pharmacy. Yes,
pharmacy. Pharmakon 的这个词根呢，就跟这边的Pharmacy 就是那个药店的那个词根是一样的。
What's another word for pharmacy?
Pharmacy 的另外的意思是什么？
Drugstore.
Drugstore. 对，就是药店，其实就是 pharmacy 也可以就是翻成 drugstore. Drugstore drug 就是毒品。
So this word primarily means drug users.
所以这个词呢？最主要是在讲吸毒的。
Murderers don't go to heaven. And the sexually immoral don't go to heaven. And the drug abusers don't go to heaven either.
所以杀人的、淫乱的、吸毒的都是不能去的。
So Canada says, marijuana isn't bad, we should make it legal.
所以加拿大说呢，大麻是好的，我要让它合法。
You can make it legal if you want, but you don't go to heaven.
你可以让它合法，但是这是你的选择，但是你就去不了天堂。
I think it's a good thing for a country to have laws that say the things that will keep you out of heaven, we don't want you to practice them.
我们盼望有一种国家的法律哈，就是说让你远离天堂的那个事情你都不要做。
Okay, but our country has forgotten that.
但是我们的国家却忘了这一点。
Then, yep. Sorry, can I ask?
Sure, sure.
我用中文问，就是那个，比如说同性恋这个东西，其实我觉得现在已经不可以回避了，
对
青少年来看，而且这边其实整个的文化都是会更加包容这个文化的多元性啊，性取向的一个多元性。所以第一呢，就是圣经在哪里，就比较具体的来讲，这个同性恋是不可以被接受的。这个我想再问一下，也许我
OK OK。
第二是就是作为我们来说，我们如何去和现在的这个年轻人去沟通这一点？因为这确实是和主流的文化完全是背道而驰的。如果他们在西方生长的话，如果他们跳出来说这个同性恋是不好的，是不能进天堂，
我们怎么
觉得他们如何去和他们的这个伙伴进行沟通
？OK， yeah， so two questions. So now the homosexual.It's apparently it's already a pretty common phenomenon in Western countries. So two questions. One is where can we find the solid evidence that or words from God that homosexuality is not acceptable by God?
Yes.
And secondly, given that this is already very common, well accepted by younger generation,how can we communicate with them if they challenge us?
Yes. All right. Well, in very the brief answer, we'll go into more detail. The brief answer is twofold. Number one, this verse says that it's wrong. You don't go to heaven.
我们有个简单的回答，比如说像这段经文就讲了，不可以，因为这样的人就去不了天堂。
And the answer to the other question is, we've got to teach them what God says.
那我们总是要去教神说的那个话啊，不是用他们的话来回答。
So many, many years ago, when I was working in a large corporation, my friend came to me.
那也很多年前呢，当我在一个大公司工作的时候呢，我一个朋友来找我。
And he said to me, Harold,What do you think about homosexuality?
他问我呢，他说 ，Harold， 你怎么看同性恋这个事情
？And I said to him, "Do you want to know what I think, or would you like to know what God thinks?"
然后呢，我就说呢，你是想知道我怎么想的，还是想知道神怎么想的
？Oh, he said, "All right, well, tell me what God thinks."
他说好，那我想听听神是怎么讲的。
So I opened the Bible and I showed him what God thinks about homosexuality.
我就打开圣经呢，来告诉他神是怎么看待这个事的。
The only way we can turn people from homosexuality and other sexual immorality is to tell them what God says.
所以这唯一的方法我们能够告诉他的，就是告诉他神是怎么看待。同性恋和其他淫乱的。
So, your question was though, how do we know what God says? What does the Bible say?
对，我们的问题是我们怎么知道神是怎么讲的呢
？And I don't want us to spend too much time on this, but I don't mind answering your questions. You might even want to take some brief notes because.The best way to learn it is to study the passages yourself. Okay, so the first passage is Genesis chapter 19.
所以你们可以先记下来。那最好的办法呢，就是自己回去仔细的读，你就能明白哈。我们先看几处的地方，一个是创世纪的十九章。
Genesis chapter 19, and I'm going to tell you the story.Rather than read you the verses, you have got to read it on your own, but it will tell you how bad homosexuality is.
那我不会把整个经文都读一遍哈，那个太长了，那大家可以回去自己读，那你读的时候你就知道这个同性恋会有多糟糕。
I'm not sure. The verse I want says that the men of Sodom were sinners exceedingly.
Verse 10 and 11? No.
No, that's bad, but there's a little phrase, it might even be in the earlier verse. We're getting to Romans chapter 1, yeah. I can't find. Let me just tell you the story of Genesis 19. Pardon me?
You can correct.
Yeah. Genesis chapter 19, story is this.
那十九章的故事是这样的。
The men, the city of Sodom had many, many homosexual men and women in it.
索多玛城呢，有非常非常多的同性恋。
And because of that, God said, I am going to have to destroy that city.
所以神说呢，我要来毁灭这个城了啊。
He didn't destroy them because there was bad geology. He didn't destroy them because of weather or anything. He destroyed them because they practiced homosexuality.
他不是因为不好的地理位置或者不好的天气来惩罚他们，就是因为他们全城都是在同性恋里面。
But he destroyed them. What do I say? Abraham, in the earlier chapter, Abraham had argued, will you destroy the good people with the bad people? Will you destroy the righteous with the unrighteous?
所以在这个之前的一章呢，亚伯拉罕跟上帝有一番对话。亚伯拉罕说呢，你难道要把义人同不义的人一同毁灭了吗？
And God said, no, I won't do that.
上帝说不，我不会这么做的。
So he said, Abraham said, well, if there were 50, would you destroy the city?
那亚伯拉罕就这么问上帝，那如果这城里有50个义人，你是不是要灭了这城呢？
Okay, there were 5 cities.
那里有五座城啊。
There therefore would have been lots of people in the 5 cities.
那这五座城里会有好多好多的人呢。
Even if they were small cities, there would have been at least 5,000 or 10,000 people there.
即便是小城啊，那至少有那么几千一万人吧。
But out of that 5,000 or 10,000 people, there weren't 50 people who were godly.
即便就这么一万个人吧，几千一万个人里面，你也都找不出五十个义人来。
And then Abraham argued down, and he finally said, "Would you destroy the city if there were only 10 people? If there were 10 people there, would you destroy the city?"
那如果然后上帝就一步一步说，那五十个我就不灭。然后亚伯拉罕一步步往下砍数字，砍到说亚伯拉罕说，如果有十个义人，你是不是要毁灭这城呢？
And God said, no, I won't.
上帝说十个我也不毁灭。
I think Abraham said, that's pretty good. Because my family's there. And his family had Lot and his wife. And his sons and his daughters. And his sons' wives. And his daughters' husbands. And you add them all up. And there's far more than 10. Abraham said,There's more than 10 good people in that city.
所以亚伯拉罕说，那他有一个他的侄子在那里，他算了一下，他侄子有儿子，有女儿，他们有女儿，有女婿，有这个媳妇儿，还有他们的孩子，他算，应该能超过十个。
Okay. Now what happened was that there were only 4 people who left that city. Lot and his wife and his 2 daughters.
但事实上到最后呢，只有四个人最终出了这座城，罗德就是亚伯拉罕的侄子和罗德的妻子和罗德的两个女儿。
Lot's wife only got halfway out.
而罗德的妻子呢，也只走了一半。
Because her heart really was in Sodom.
因为她的心呢，还在索多玛。
Lot's two daughters got out, but they were extremely wicked girls.
但两罗德的两个女儿是逃出来了，但是她们是非常非常败坏的孩子。
Lot got out.
罗德是出来了。
But he was a hopeless drunk.
而且他是没有希望的酗酒的人。
It was a terrible city.
这是一个完全完全糟糕的城市。
What was the problem?
问题是什么?
Homosexuality.
就是同性恋的。
God says, I'm going to destroy it.
上帝说我要毁灭这城。
When he destroyed it, he destroyed the older people and the younger people.
当他毁灭这城的时候呢，他毁灭了年长的也年幼，也毁灭年幼的。
He destroyed the teenagers, he destroyed the children, and he destroyed the babies.
他毁灭少年人、孩子和婴儿。
Why?
为什么?
Because it's better that they all die than that they live in that terrible environment.
因为他们死了好过活在那个特别糟糕的环境里。
Okay?God says that is an awful sin and it must not be practiced. God says sexual morality, one husband, one wife, together until one dies, that is God's plan and everything else is wrong.
所以神的旨意非常清楚。一个丈夫一个妻子直到当中一方死了除此之外其他任何的全都是错的
That's right. OK 离
婚也是错的
So divorce is also wrong
Divorce God hates divorce
上帝讨厌离婚
God hates divorce
但
Yeah,
but in Genesis, also one husband, many wives.、Yeah.
Yes.
God didn't like it.、
Yeah. So they are discussing. So Silva tell her that it's wrong. Yeah. So one husband, many wives is wrong. Yeah. So even Abraham, that's wrong. Yes.
You ask Abraham.
So she said she has a friend, so her daughter is a classmate. She thinks it's naturally homosexual. It's not after birth learned homosexual. So she said, how come, if it's natural, so from birth, from the beginning, it's homosexual.
Yes.
How can God judge?
Now, maybe, we've got a problem. And the problem is this, that the questions are coming faster than the answers.
对，我们有个问题啊，麻烦啊，就是我们的问题比回答多啊。
And so I'm going to try to give you the answers, but I can only give them to you one at a time. And I, my problem is I'm going to get very, very confused. Let's go back, though, to Brenda's last question. Brenda's question is, if it is natural, then it must be right.
对，所以 Brenda 的问题呢，就如果是天生的呢，那他有他的理由啊，有他的道理。
Of course, that's absolute nonsense.
但是这当然不对啊，没有任何道理。
I am naturally a sinner.
我是一个天生的罪人。
And every sin I commit is wrong.
我每一个犯的罪都是错的。
Okay? So, Just because it's natural doesn't make it right.
所以我天生本身不表明就是对的。
Okay? If I, some people are more naturally inclined to being drunk.
所以有些人呢天生就容易酗酒。更容易一点。
What do you do with a man who's a drunk?
那你怎么来对待一个酗酒的人呢？
You tell him, stop drinking.
你会说不要再喝了，这很简单吗
？Okay, he says that's easy for you to say because liquor doesn't bother you, but I'm naturally attracted to liquor.
他会这么说，他说你不知道这个，你反正不喝酒，我天生特别容易受酒精影响，你又不能理解我。
And he either says no to liquor or he ruins his life and everybody else's life around him.
所以他只有两个选择。第一呢不喝酒。第二
and some people
他继续喝毁了他自己也毁了他身边的人。
Some people say I'm naturally homosexual.
所以有的人说呢我天生就是同性恋。
And if that were true, and I don't believe a word of it, but if it were true,It would still be 100% wrong because God says that's sin just like being lazy is sin. I'm naturally lazy. Okay? Does that mean that you should give me money so that I don't have to work? Because I'm naturally lazy.
对所以这个呢就他说有的人会说我天生就是同性恋。那首先呢我不觉得这句话是对的张老说。但就算这句话它是真的。那也不能逃脱他要去面对神的话他要改的责任就像那我可以说我天生就比较懒那我天生比较懒你是不是应该给我钱来满足我天生比较懒呢那为什么没有人来响应这个我天生比较懒这件事情因为我天生真的比较懒
If I were naturally a fighter okay, then I theoretically should be able to punch you in the noseAnd you say, don't do that. And I say, but, oh, I'm naturally a fighter. And therefore you say, oh, that's very good. Then you go right ahead and punch me.
所以比方说呢我说我天生就是一个打架的人。我上来把你鼻子打一拳。你说你凭什么打我呢我说我天生就是喜欢打架的人。那你是不是说那你欢迎你多打一点你不会这么讲的对。
Now the other thing is, I don't believe that people are,Naturally homosexual.
那第二点呢也是我不相信一个人说他天生就是同性恋。
The Bible doesn't say they are.
因为圣经没有这么说。
Science doesn't say they are, though it tries to.
所以科学家虽然很努力的其实也没有能够告诉我们人会天生是对是可能同性恋。
Romans chapter
1. 罗马书一章。
Says,That homosexuality is against nature.
所以
It's not natural.
对罗马书一章讲的这个同性恋是逆性的逆性的逆人性的哈。一章的26-27节 26-27. Right.
That's right, 26 and 27. The natural is not homosexual. Homosexuality is completely contrary to natural.
所以自然根本不是同性恋。所以呢同性恋完全是逆性的。它这个中文翻成是逆性就是逆着人的本性的。对。所以圣经讲得非常清楚。
All right, now, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.By fire coming down from heaven.
所以索多玛和俄摩拉呢是从从天上的火降下来把他们灭了的。
So what is the picture of fire coming down from heaven? What does that remind you of? Fire coming down from heaven. What picture does that remind you of?
如果你脑子里有这幅图像啊你想天上的火降下来会让你想到什么
Does it remind you of this?
Yes. 你会不会想到这个火湖这个
It's the lake of fire.
这就是火湖啊这就是末世的火湖啊
God says homosexuality is so bad that I'm going to put the lake of fire, the end of all who reject Jesus, I'm going to put the lake of fire concept on homosexuality.
所以神说呢，同性恋如此糟糕，我们最后一定会用这个火狐的方式来。
If you go to Romans chapter 1,
如果你看罗马书的一章
，Romans chapter 1, from verse 18, we read the description of the wrath of God.
从罗马书一章啊十八节开始，我们就看见神的愤怒了。
So what would the wrath of God be?
那神的愤怒会是什么呢？
Okay. You can imagine being, in school. I keep going back in my mind to children in school. You can imagine being in school when the children do something wrong and the principal gets really angry.
你可以想想，在小学的时候呢，比方说一个孩子做的不好的事啊，然后这个校长非常非常生气。
And the children say, "Oh, watch out! He's really angry today."
然后这些孩子们会说：“哎呀，小心一点，这个校长今天特别生气。
”And they would run away.
然后他们会怎么样？他会跑。
And the Bible talks about stories when a wicked people invade another land, and the wicked people come in, and they're ruthless, and they slaughter, and they kill, and they do all kinds of terrible things when they come into the land, and people would run away. Wrath is the outpouring of terrible anger.
所以愤怒哈是，就像很糟糕的人呢，他跑到一个村子里去，那他做很多很糟糕的事，杀人放火啊。当人在这个环境里，第一反应一定是什么？逃离这个村子。
And so the story of Romans chapter 1 is that there was a time when people knew God and God knew the people, and they were just everything was fine.
所以罗马书一章呢讲，会有一个时候呢，神知道人，人知道神哈，那这个状态是很好的。
And then people said, "God, we don't want you anymore."
然后呢，人在这边呢就开始说，上帝啊，我不想再要你了。
They turned their back on God and walked away.
然后他们呢，把自己的背转向神，就离开了。
And the farther they walked away, the angrier God got.
所以他们离开越远呢，神的愤怒越大。
And God says, "All right, I am angry. You had no right to walk away. You shouldn't have walked away. Everything you've done is wrong. I am going to." And what he does is he lets them go ahead and sin. It's a terrible thing.
所以，当他们离开越来越远的时候，神说呢，那我你们做的一切事都不对啊，我们不愿意，神不愿意他离开。然后呢，神会怎么样？神会许可他们犯罪。这个时候
，Okay, a little boy does something wrong, and his mother gets angry.
啊，一个小男孩呢，做错事情了。他妈妈很生气。
That's bad.
这是很糟糕。
What happens when the boy is so bad that his mother says, "All right, you go right ahead and sin," and she slams the door on him?
所以，他妈妈生气是真实的。然后呢，如果这个孩子还是特别坏，比这个状态还要糟糕呢，那他妈妈会说什么？那你就做你要做的事吧。他把后面把门关了。
That's bad.
这是非常糟糕。
The Bible says that one step, two, down and down it goes in Romans chapter 1. You've got to read Romans chapter 1 over and over. That's what it is. Down, 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 down.
所以罗马书的一章啊，从十八节开始，它有个明显的下滑，递进的下滑，就是越来越低，越来越低，越来越低，就人的那个做的事是越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕。
And God finally says, "All right, go ahead, you can be homosexual."
上帝会说最后，那行，那你就去做同性恋吧。
So homosexuality is at the bottom of the descent of man into sin.
所以，同性恋哈是在人能够 罪犯罪到的最底下的那个程度。
Okay, people don't start with homosexuality.
人的罪不是从同性恋开始的。
They got to walk a long way away from God. But when they do, it isn't just that they who sin, society goes down with them.
所以当他们一点一点远离神的时候呢，其实整个社会哈、会一起跟随这个罪往下走的。
What is the terror associated with homosexuality?
那跟同性恋相关的那个恐惧是什么呢？
This is the terror. Sooner or later, the homosexual wants children. That's what he wants. He wants children. His homosexual interest is not in other men. Or other women. The homosexual interest comes down to children, and it is the children in society who suffer and suffer unimaginably because of this wicked sin.
对，所以这个越来越糟糕，会到一个程度呢，就他们的这个他不但是逆性的用处难和难，那他还会要孩子啊，所以这个会让这个对，这个会让整个社区。整个 society, 整个社会非常非常的糟糕，而且是孩子受到极大的伤害。
And so God says, God says in Sodom and Gomorrah, better to kill the little children than let them become victims of those wicked men.
所以这就为什么在索多玛俄摩拉呢，那些孩子也一起都伤了，杀了，就是因为这孩子本来也是在极大的侵害和痛苦当中啊，很大的痛苦。
And then the conclusion, Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章的
And we should start reading in verse 28.
我们可以读二十八节。
Okay. Romans chapter 1, verse 28.
罗马书一章二十八节。
Furthermore,Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
This follows homosexuality.
啊，那些跟随。
Again,
这个是在同性恋后面发生的事。
Translation is very difficult. But there is a phrase there that says, gave them over to a depraved mind.
这里说呢，是给他们一个邪僻的心啊，就是犯罪的心，任凭他们存了。
That word depraved mind literally means the inability to think clearly.
那这个 depraved 邪僻的意思呢，就是他已经没有清楚的正常的思考的能力了。
Okay, now I don't know if you understand how bad that will be.
我不知道大家是不是能理解这是糟糕到什么程度啊。
Sometimes you try to train somebody, you often would say, I would like to teach a young boy astrophysics.
那有的时候你会说我要教别人，我要教这个astrophysics 天文
astrophysics the
heaven
right that's right the
okay,
physics of
天体物理学对
okay and somebody says you can't teach a little boy like that he doesn't have the ability to think like that wait until he's learned mathematics wait until he's learned more and maybe 10 years from now then you can teach him astrophysics he can't think that way now
所以你会说呢，哎呀，你不能教一个孩子天体物理学，你总得让他一点一点学，先学点物理，先学一点其他的知识，到最后他才能明白天体物理那么高深的东西。
Now this verse says following homosexuality the peoplecannot think right.
然后这一段的经文讲的呢，在同性恋之后呢，人就不能正常的思考了。
They've lost the ability to think right.
他们就把这种能力给丢失了，思考的能力丢失了。
They're blinded to the difference between good and bad consequences and blessing.
所以他们的眼啊，对于好善与恶、好与坏呢，就已经瞎了，就分辨不了。
Okay, sometimes when you take drugs, people say they take drugs and they can't think right.
有的人呢，我们会这么说，哎，他吸毒啊，吸完了以后，这脑子都不清楚了，不太能正常思考。
This verse says the homosexual doesn't think right. He can't think right.
嗯，然后这里也是说，同性恋也是不能正确思考。
吸毒吃药是头脑不能正常思考，但现代社会很多同性恋的学术造诣还蛮高的，现在。
Yeah, but they said actually, yeah, they can understand that drugs, alcohol will make a person cannot think properly.
Yes.
But a lot of currently prominent person in this society, for example, some CEOs or even some senior officials of the government, they are homosexual.
Yes,
how come they cannot think clearly? So how to understand that? Right. Yeah.
They can think how to make money.
Yeah.
They can think astrophysics. They can be professors. But they cannot think right. Their hearts are wrong. Okay? They have lost the ability for clear thinking. They can do all kinds of other things, but they cannot think right. God says they've lost the ability. He gave them over to the point where they cannot think right anymore.
他可以赚钱，他可以做很多科学上的事，都可以，但是他里面那个那颗心已经坏掉了，他已经不能够再正确的思考什么是对，什么是错。Yeah, maybe I can add evidence of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yep.
That's also a wealthy place.
Yes.
All of these probably are a very successful businessmen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. 所以如果你回到索多玛和俄摩拉那个故事，在创世纪，去围着罗德和那两个天使的人呢，索多玛和俄摩拉是非常富有的。你去看创世纪，他是非常有钱的，完全有可能就是他们的很多商人。他们很多的这个很有头脸的人，这个一点也不影响。就像我们今天爆出来的侵犯孩子的那些人，很可能就是一个特别特别道貌岸然，这特别在人的社会里特别高尚的人。
在人的社会里面成功的人，并不意味他做的是对的。
对，他反而可能会侵害很多孩子。
在这种事情上，神的美意是什么呢？
也得看 understand。
神最初的美意，我个人的理解啊，就是神最初的美意是造了一个伊甸园，然后呢，把像他的那个人造出来了以后，希望那个人呢，在这个他创造了这么美的这个环境里面，不断的繁殖管理这个社会。那么，如果一步一步的背离神的最初的旨意，到了同性恋，甚至于到了这个恋童癖以后呢，大家想象一下，这个自然的这个繁衍，真正神所设立的自然法则的这种繁衍，还能够继续下去吗？
所以我就是哎，这个
同性恋男跟男女跟女的小孩怎么生出来？已经现有的小孩还要被污染。那么这个社会怎么样自然反应下去？所以你说这么成功的人都忽略了这样基本事实，
a lot of,
都不尊重神的创造，都不让神创造东西继续下去，这就是错的吗？
Yeah, so no, 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 yeah.
我们现在说的不是鱼，我们现在说的是人。其实就是人的这个同性恋，我来补充一下，人的这个
我觉得你的及时性太广了。
其实他们
，yeah, they are arguing on the。Brenda didn't agree with this point.
I'm just going to perspective, it is bad.
So it's
even abhorrent to think about it. That's how bad it is.
嗯，所以这个非常非常糟糕，糟糕到一个程度。其实你去想一想这个事呢，都是很不好的。对，就是这个是在神的这个圣经里面，它是这么。
All right, so we're just going to finish off here in verse 29 of Romans chapter 1. What happens is,
那我们在罗马书一章二十九节继续往下。
From that sin flows all manner of other evil. When a person is guilty of that, nothing will be refrained from him.
所以如果一个人是在这个上面有罪了以后，其实剩下的二十九节讲的那一些呢，在他呢就其实不是，就没有障碍了。
So we'll read together verses 29 and following.
我们看二十九节以及往下的内容。
These people, they have become
filled with every kind of
wickedness,
evil, greed, and depravity.
They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice.
They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful.
They invent ways of doing evil.
They disobey their parents.
They are senseless, faithless,heartless, ruthless, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. Okay? That is the tragedy.Of society. That is the future of Canada. That's what Canada is going to be like.
这是一个社区的悲哀啊，这也是加拿大的未来，就是这个样子。
那这里就有句话，那这个 they invent ways of doing evil. 什么是 evil? 只要是反对神的都是 evil. 所以这些人他会invent 就是发明一些方法去做 evil 事情，所以你们说的哦，我们不需要一男一女了啊，我们现在只要精子卵子，我们用科学的方法就可以了，所以我们同性恋的父母照样可以生上孩子。对，没错，你可以这样做，但是你就是在 invent ways of doing evil. That's my understanding.
Okay, so it's bad. Now, can I just say one other thing?
Yeah,
and that is.First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6. All right, now here we've got a verse very similar to what you have in Revelation chapter 21.
那是这里有一些经文和那个创世纪啊，和启示录的二十一章特别像哈。
So verse 9 reads.
第九节，六章九节临前。
First Corinthians 6:9. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God?Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, that's what we've been talking about, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers,will inherit the kingdom of God. That's how bad it is. But I want you to read verse 11. And that is what some of you were. Okay? Lots of people were like that.
就是你们中间也有人从前是这样的，就很多人从前他就是这样的。
But the verse goes on, you are washed.
但是现在你们被洗净了。
You are sanctified.
你们被成圣了。
You are justified.
你们 被称义了。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名字。
And by the Spirit of our God.
借着我们神的灵。
So there were in the city of Corinth, in the assembly of believers in Corinth, there were people who were just that bad, and God saved them.
这就是在哥林多这个城发生的事情，因为这个书是写给哥林多教会的，在哥林多城里面有很多人原来就是做这些坏事的，但是神救了他们。
Anybody can be saved.
每个人都可以得救。
It is very, very difficult for people who are that deep in sin to be saved.
在那么深的罪里的人呢，他们要得救是难的。
They don't think right.
对，他们不能够正确的思考。
They have learned to love the evil.
他们一直在学习喜悦罪。
But God is still able to save.
但神依然能够有能力救他们。
And so some of you look back on the lives, your life, the lives of others that you know, and you see these kinds of things, and you say, is there any hope? And the answer is yes. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
Amen. 所以当我们回望我们自己生命中啊，我们看见很多这样的例子，我们会说呢，哎呀，他有没有得救呢？有的。因为耶稣来就是为了拯救寻找拯救失丧的人罪人。
All right, that's been a long digression.
这是一个非常长的回答。
Anything else on that before we go back to Revelation chapter 21?
那么回到创世纪启示录的二十一章前，我们还有什么问题吗？启示录的。
All right.
二十一章。
People who continue.
胆怯是心什么？
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, back to 21, there's a question. Yeah.
Back to Revelation 21.
Revelation 21,
yes,
yeah.
Very good.
And verse 8.
Yes.
What's the meaning of the cowardly?
The cowardly.
Cowardly. Cowardly.
Yes. Well, we're coming back to that. Let's do a couple of others before we get to the cowardly.
我们等会儿来讲这个，会讲的。然后我们先讲点别的。
Okay. So, we're back here in verse 8. And it says the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, that would be the drug users, the idolaters, and the liars. An idolater is someone who, an idolater is someone who worships something other than God. They may worship an idol. They may worship other things, they just don't worship God. If you don't worship God, you don't go to heaven.
所以在行邪术的或者就是吸毒的后人之后呢，他这里讲拜偶像的。拜偶像就是偶像就是除神以外你要拜的一切的东西都可以成为偶像，可以是一个有形的东西，也可以是一个没有形的东西，总之只要不是上帝你在拜他的那就是偶像。
But liars don't go to heaven either.
但是撒谎的也不进天堂。
And there are even some people who say, you know, I'm a Christian.
那有的人会说，那我是基督徒。
And they may go to church.
他可能会去教会。
They may do all kinds of other things. But in their hearts, they don't believe God. And they don't go to heaven either.
那他在他心里呢，他不相信上帝啊，所以他是不会去天堂。
All right. But the Verse 8 begins with the cowardly, the unbelieving, and the vile. So, what are the vile? They're people that are basically very evil. The word vile is related to the word evil.
那第八节呢，有前面三个词啊，中文翻成胆怯、不幸和可憎。可憎呢，在原文里面呢，就是特别特别邪恶的意思。
Okay, who else doesn't go to heaven?The unbelieving.
那还有呢，就是不信的。
A person who says, I'm very, very good.
那有的人会说我很好啊。
I treat everybody fairly.
我对别人都很好，很公平。
I don't cheat.
我也不骗人。
I don't lie.
我也不撒谎。
I always try to help my neighbor.
我总是去帮助我的邻居。
I love my wife and children.
我爱我的孩子和的太太。
But I don't believe in God.
就我就是不相信神。
What happens to them?
你觉得他未来会怎么样?
They don't go to heaven. They've said, God, I will respect everybody except you.
他会说呢，神啊，我会尊敬其他一切的人，我就是不尊敬你。
The unbelieving, that's what he said.
这就是不信的意思。
He says, God, everybody else is trustworthy except you. I don't believe you, God. God says, you can't come into my heaven.
所以基本上他就在说我觉得其他一切人都可值得信赖啊，就是神不值得信赖。
But Sharon says, what about the cowardly?
那胆怯的什么意思？
Okay, what is a coward?
胆怯是什么？
He won't stand up for the truth. That's right.
就是他不是为了真理能够坚持，他不为真理站起来。
Okay. And people say in their hearts, "Oh yeah, I believe God. Oh yeah, I believe. I just don't talk about it. I wouldn't tell anybody about it."
那有的人会说，哎，我就是相信，我就是，但我不愿意跟别人说，我不讲出来。
You say, "Well, why won't you tell anybody?" Well, it might offend them.Or I might not get my promotion, or I might lose a friend, or they might be upset, and you're too ashamed to talk about God, to stand up for Jesus.
所以别人会问，那你为什么不讲关于基督呢？就是我怕升不了职，我怕这个丢了工作，我怕这个丢了朋友，我怕很多的事情。所以我们这个胆怯就是不敢为神的名站出来。
If you saw two little children fighting,
如果你看见两个小孩子在打架的话
，What would you do?
你会怎么样
？You'd step in and stop them.
你会进去让他们不要再打了，对不对
？Okay, but you might say, "Oh, I didn't want to."No, God says cowards. People who are not prepared to stand up and identify with what is right, in particular, not prepared to stand up and identify with Jesus, they don't get to go to heaven.
所以就比如说两个小孩在打架，那你第一反应就是你进去拉开他们，然后你说哎呀，我不想去，不想管这个会有什么风险啊什么，这肯定是有问题的。所以神的这里说的胆怯就是你不敢为神的道神的名站出来，尤其是为了耶稣的名基督的名站起来。
In the book of John you read of two men who were like that.
在约翰福音里面呢有两个人啊，我们很喜欢的。
Both of them were afraid to speak for Jesus.
他们两个呢都不敢为了耶稣的名啊来显明出来来说。
And then when he died on the cross,
但是当耶稣死在十字架以后呢
？They said,
他们说
，I'm going to stand for Jesus.
他说我们要站出来，要为耶稣站出来了。
Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus both came out and they went to Pilate and they said, "We want his body. We're on his side."
所以他们两个虽然悄悄的一直悄悄的做耶稣的门徒呢，在耶稣死的时候，那亚利马太的约瑟和晚上一悄悄去见耶稣的那个尼哥底母，他们站出来了，他们去跟那个比拉多说，我要耶稣的身体，我们要来埋葬他。
They must have felt very, very embarrassed when they realized that when the discussions were going on with the Pharisees as to whether he should be put to death,They didn't stand up.
因为他们很可能在那一刻感到非常的难受或者窘迫，因为他们没有站出来。当法利赛人讨论要杀死耶稣的时候，他们没有勇敢的站出来。
Why do people get baptized?
那人们为什么要受洗呢？
They get baptized because they want people to know I'm on Jesus' side.
因为他受洗是想告诉所有的人，我在耶稣这一边了。
Okay, I'm not going to be a coward anymore.
我不再这个悄悄的、胆怯的，我要站起来，我站在耶稣这一边。
I heard this story years ago about a man who used to go to church.
很多年前我听过一个故事，讲一个人去教会。
He was deaf.
他是个聋子。
And he used to go to church, but he couldn't hear a word that was said when he got there.
他虽然来教会呢，但就是一句话都听不见。
And somebody said to him, "Why do you bother going to church every Sunday?"
那别人就说，那你还来干什么呢？每个礼拜天啊。
He said, "Because I want everybody to know whose side I'm on."
他说呢，我要想让每个人都知道我在哪一边。
Cowardly don't go to heaven.
也是胆怯的，他去不了天堂。
Okay, that's all the bad news.
这是坏消息啊！这第八节讲的都是坏消息。
There's more good news in Revelation 21.
二十一节后面还有好消息啊。
It says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels. Oh, I've got to read it in the other translation. Verse 9. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
第九节，拿着七个金碗盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
All right, so this angel had he had、been used of God to pour out terrible judgments on the world.
那这个天使呢，神使用他去把末后的七个特别大的灾呢，倒出来从碗里面。
And then God gave him another job.
然后神呢，给他另外一个工作。
And the other job was to tell everybody how wonderful the heaven is going to be.
那第二个工作呢，就是告诉每一个人天堂有多美好。
I just think that's so very, very nice. If I were an angel, I would like to get the good job to tell everybody how good God is.
我觉得这是很好。如果我是个天使，我喜欢做这种告诉别人神有多好的这个工作。
Okay, and so this angel says, you tell them how bad it's going to be, and then you can tell.How good it's going to be.
然后这个天使呢，神说你要先告诉别人这个会有多糟糕，然后再告诉别人天堂有多好。
All right, verse 10 says, He carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带着我到一座高大的山，将那由神从由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And it would be amazing to see. You've seen lots of cities.
你会看见
like this city.
你会看，你以前看过很多城啊，但是这座城会让你特别意外吃惊啊。
This is a city. It shone, verse 11, it shone with the glory of God.
这是一座城呢，是城里是神的荣耀在。
It's brilliance.Was like that of a very precious jewel.
神的光啊，城的光辉啊，就像极贵的宝石那样。
Like a jasper, clear as crystal.
好像碧玉，就像水晶一般明透通透。
Some people have said that the jasper referred to here could even be a diamond.
那有的人说呢，这个碧玉在这里可能会说到呢，就像一个钻石一样。
Have you ever seen a big diamond?
你以前看过大的钻石吗
？The bigger the diamond, the more amazing they are.
钻石越大哈，它越令人惊奇。
This particular city was like a diamond.
那这一整座城就像一个钻石。
That's one big diamond.
这可是一个大钻石。
Okay. Can you imagine the beauty, the sparkle?
你能想象这个光，就是光辉和那个漂亮吗？这样一个大钻石。
All right. I think I probably should. I told some of you, but the rest of you haven't heard the story.Norma, do you want to tell them about the day you saw the queen wearing diamonds?
I saw the queen. As close to the queen as that clock. Me, by myself. Honest truth. she was beyond dazzling.
You gotta let him translate.
他有一天亲眼看见了女王啊，大概就是在这么远的距离，从这里到钟那么远的距离。
I was a student at the University of British Columbia.
那时候他是在那个 UBC 的学生。
I had come out of the stacks. That's where you go when you study by yourself and you don't want to be with anybody. And I came down and it was, well, not quite dinner time, but almost.
那时候是
It was a nice day.
快到晚餐的时间
sunny time、
一个很漂亮的 很好的日子、阳光明媚的日子他一个人 自习出来了
And I noticed two police officers Royal Canadian Police in full regalia red jackets, black slacks hat, everything at attention and I wondered what's
他注意到两个骑警啊，就加拿大皇家警骑警，他全身装备，全部穿得很整齐，然后戴着头盔，戴着装备，立正站在那。
And I wondered what was happening, so I stayed there right by the fence, just myself, nobody else.
然后呢，我不知道怎么回事啊，我就在那个栅栏后面站着，没有别人，就我一个人。
There were a parade of cars.But there was an end sign on the one.
然后有一排的这个车开过去。
And the two doors of the faculty club. That's a separate building. No one goes in there except the faculty, professors. And the doors of the faculty opened, and the queen stepped out.Dressed in her full. If you've ever seen a picture of the Queen with the Royal Order of the Garter and the big diamonds and a tiara loaded, pearls, diamonds, white, dazzling, and she glittered in the sunlight.
然后呢，那个它是一个教工的一个建筑啊，一个楼。平常呢，学生是不能进的，就是教工能进。然后呢，这个楼呢，门呢那时候打开了，然后那个女王从里面走出来了。啊，女王穿的特别正式，从头到脚哈、白衣服，然后帽子，然后各种各样的装饰啊。他就特别注意到那个大钻石，好大的钻石，然后那个在阳光下、闪亮啊。
And the two police officers in royal salute. And Prince Philip behind her with the members that were going to escort her to the Vancouver Hotel for the regalia.
就是那个两个警察就在那敬礼哈，然后那个菲利普王子就跟着亲王，菲利普亲王就跟着菲利普亲王应该他先生就跟着这个他出来的，然后后面还有一大群随从的人送他们去酒店的。
And I thought at the time, you know, there are some people who do not speak well of royalty. They say, oh, if I had some time, I could say a thing or two to the queen. You would never say one thing to the queen. Never.And when the royal city comes down from heaven.
所以很多人对这个尊贵的权柄啊没有任何的敬畏。那有的这边很多的孩子说，哎呀，那我有一天我没准可以教导一下女王哈、你不可能的。你不要去想象所以这个这样的一个圣城降下来的时候，那个荣美，那个尊贵会是非常让人震撼的。Yeah.
Okay, so that's what happens when you see the queen. You see, the rest of us, we've never seen anything like that. But when you see the queen, it takes your breath away.
所以当你看见那个女王，就看见这个尊贵的时候呢，你会敬畏的，你会不由自主敬畏的。
Okay, verse 11 ends with the line, clear as crystal.
那十一节呢是从什么结束的？是明如水晶哈，明亮如水晶。
How could you have a city that's like a great big diamond, clear as crystal?
那一个城
get that?
一个城会像一个大钻石那样，还会像水晶那样？你见过吗
？Answer: No.
答案是没有。
Dirt in heaven.
嗯，那就意味着呢，在天堂啊，没有任何的灰尘。
No dust.
没有脏东西啊。
No imperfection.
也没有不完美的东西。
Absolutely nothing.
完全没有。
That isn't absolutely perfect in the whole city.
在整个城里呢，没有任何不完美的东西。
Do you think it's going to be nice?
你觉得会不会很好？
Okay. We can't imagine that.
我们几乎不能想象。
So that's what the city is going to be like. That's probably as far as we should go today. Well, I keep on saying we're going to get finished next week. They never get finished.
我们总是说下一周能结束啊，但现在看来这周还是不能结束。等下一周。
Heaven is a wonderful place. So Norman doesn't know this, but we're going to sing it. Do you know the little chorus?Heaven is a wonderful place.
你们知道这首圣诗吗？天堂
glory and
是个好地方。
I'm going to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. You got the words?
Yeah.
Okay. Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I'm going to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. You'll learn it fast because it's easy to sing.
Yeah.一首小的圣诗。
To go there is in the middle.
That's right. We'll do that part too. Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I'm going to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place.The next time we're going up at the end, if you can. Here we go. Heaven is a wonderful place, filled with glory and grace. I'm going to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place.Lord, we want to thank you.
主啊，我们要谢谢您。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们要为基督来谢谢您。
Because he made it possible.
因为他使这一切成为可能。
For us to be with you.
让我们能够与您在一起。
For us to be with him.
让我们和他在一起。
And for us to be in heaven.
让我们能够在天堂里永恒的。
It's a marvelous story.
这是个非常美好的故事。
Our world is heading in the opposite direction.
但是我们的世界却向相反的方向走着。
It loves sin and it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
啊，它这个世界喜悦罪越来越坏。
But we love Jesus.
但是我们爱耶稣。
And we get to be with him forever.
我们要同他在永恒里在一起。
Thank you for this good story.
啊，谢谢您为这美好的事。
Thank you for Jesus.
也为你谢谢您给我们基督。
Lord, may each of us reach out. Say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior and my Lord, and I want you now.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人都现在说，耶稣，我要你，要你成为我的救主，现在就要。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
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 Amen.